Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, here's a headline. Donors weigh jilting Christie for Jeb Bush.
The name of the game for the Republican Party is to win an election. It's going to be very tough. And the Bushes, of course, have a track record. Between them, they have three presidential terms. And now Jeb Bush, who is a popular governor, comes along. I think Christie had it going in, but I think the George Washington Bridge done him in, as we say. And so what was once seen as a jovial, jumpy, jolly governor, a big guy who had a heart of gold, is not seen that way anymore. And the perception is that. So if you have a choice between the Bushes, who have a history of winning, and Christie, who is, I suspect, damaged goods right now, you go with Bush. Not only that, once you've built up a patronage organization, the Bushes, of course, gave out a lot of jobs for a lot of years. A lot of people owe you who are in the Republican Party, who are young, who are coming up, and who now have a sense of obligation. So if Jeb wants to run, and if there isn't some kind of skeleton that has kept him from running in the past, then I suspect he's going to be the number one candidate.
Mayor Bill de Blasio, Alan, yesterday announced a deal with New York City's largest teachers union. It would raise wages by 18% over 9 years in exchange for a $1.3 billion reduction in health care costs.
Well, you know, first of all, the premise on the health care costs are that, for example, teachers won't go to emergency rooms as much as they or all of us have in the past. And that will cut down on the prices that are being paid out into the health care system and other things like that. So that there is a question as to whether this $1.3 billion in returns in health care is really going to work. The second point of this is that de Blasio, of course, has had a very strong relationship with the unions. And I have to say that even though the teachers union did not endorse de Blasio, they endorsed Mr. Thompson, there is a close relationship. And everybody was waiting to see what the payoff would be. Because if you pay too much, you break the city of New York. If you pay too little, then teachers desert and they go to other places. So it was a very tough negotiation, I understand. It went on for days. It was extremely intense. And it's based on some premises we really don't know whether they're going to work or not. The one thing we do know is that de Blasio was supposed to be a very good friend of the unions. Everybody was watching him because if he gave away the store, people were going to say that was unconscionable. On the other hand, you had Bloomberg, who just refused to close the deal. So what you have now is a labor map that is for other people like the Patrolmen's Association, the PBA, and others in New York, all of whom are saying we like the deal or we don't like the deal. We want more. And de Blasio and his people are going to have their hands full paying off the people who supported them in the beginning.